Is and then there's the maybe it'll still be better. Let's have a look how that looks. No, it doesn't really make a difference. Okay, you'll just live with me the way it is because I'm trying to just juggle. Yeah, no, I'm not in my usual place, so I'm just juggling a bit. Yeah. We were talking about the Musog of Omed Lifnei HaMelech. Is there when you we were talking about MS, that's what we were discussing. And the MS, even though we don't feel it, we don't believe it, we don't always get it, but our MS Lamito is we understand that you're immediately Melech, like the Shulchan Aruch said. So let's go from Kuf Taled, yeah, the second paragraph. No, it's much after that. It's yeah, sorry. Kuf Vav. Let's go from here. If we did it again, it'll be a chazara. If we did it before, we'll do the chazara. And if we didn't do it, so then it'll be good. And if we left out a little piece here, and malasot. Okay, but Nimsa, the talk of Kuvov, Nimsa. If a person wants to get up and judge, what's the truth? My MS, what's the truth? Everybody's looking for truth. What's the truth? Lomay MS ba is a inyan mutuya. Not what the truth in a particular subject. He wants to know what is the truth of reality. He wants to get to the core of my what's the truth? If a person will come to examine, explore, or judge this, he has to come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're looking for the MS, then and you generally want to find the MS, then you will find the MS. What is that MS? That MS is Shuiz Barach HaMetzios Amitis, Tofeset, it's called Metzios Kulay. Then you have to come to the conclusion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reality that encompasses all reality. There isn't a reality outside of the Borei Olam. The MS, Hu HaEmes, Hashem Elokeichem, MS. If you're not the MS is in a certain sugya, a certain subject, you'll say, you find it. But if you're looking for MS, Maha MS Amito, what is the actual truth of reality? Then you're standing face to face with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because these are the MS. So what's the quality of this MS? Godel Giboy ad Ein Tachlis. This MS is Godel Giboy v'Noira, even those words are not enough, but that's the words we got. And Ein Tachlis, infinite. Shegamzu emes agadoy lamakefes akol, because that's the emes that surrounds everything. Okay, sheyamshich lizboinan beemesu. If you carry on thinking about this emes, people today don't want to think about God too much, so we don't think about the emes. But at least if we're talking about tefillah, it's hard to avoid Hashem when you're talking about tefillah, because tefillah is me and Hashem interacting, which is a nifledikah thing if you think about it, that we can interact with this infinite. MS. Well, that's what tefillah is. So at some point, you're going to have to stop and think about Hashem if you want to discuss tefillah. When you start thinking about who Hashem really is, you start doing it properly. You'll get this feeling that you have to just sing and praise and say thank you. Because that's what comes out automatically from recognizing the amitzus of the Yisborach. And it's part and parcel of it. It's not something that's separate of it and you have to attach it to it. That's what flows out of the Etzem Emes of the subject. He is praiseworthy with his own infinite koyach. Then all the worlds he created, awesome worlds that he created, infinite, untold amounts of worlds. As the property, what comes out of this thinking about the mitzvah of Hashem Yisborach, whether you want to do it through Shara Bechina, whether you want to do it through whatever way you want to think about it. If you're doing it genuinely and you want to come to the Oymed Lifnei HaMelech properly, like we spoke about, Mamele will come to Shiras V'Tishbachos. There's no way to avoid it. It's a natural consequence of this. When you grasp this MS, once you grasp it, it's hard to hold on to it. That's why we have to keep doing it. If you could just do this once and then you've got it, then it would be easy. You know, you hit the ball out the park once and then you go to home run and then you go back and sit down again. Well, it doesn't work like that in reality. It's hard to hold on to it. But when you have a moment like this, you know, you just wanna you go to the Kaisel and you have a reflective moment and you suddenly you feel Kirvisel or Kim, let's say. Which is not as much as this. Even there you feel this desire to connect. It's built into us. Now let's go weiter. Okay, she yamshich oid bechipus ha-emes. If you continue searching for the MS. What other reality is there on all the creatures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created? Of all the other the creatures in this bordering on the infinite universe that Hashem created, who are you going to find first after you've discovered Hashem? You're going to discover yourself. Because what's the closest thing to you? Yourself. More than anything else, a person is close to himself. And that has halachic ramifications. So he spent time thinking about the emes and coming to the emes hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he comes to the amitas haemes of himself. Yimtzes atzmoi bria shefle v'ko'eves hasho'efes u'metzapel li'yishu m'menis baruch. You find a low, pained, broken creature that's yearning for Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'bo'is ha'regesh she'yasik zlois. The minute he recognizes this, he had always called because she's of Aldal Svoso of Machmas Metzias Emes. In all the tefillas he has, all the yearnings he has, the requests he has, the needs he has, will come out of his mouth because of this Emes. Shekach Ya Emes, Shu Chosav Ashef Lashlomas Kol Mechaserov Mimenu Yisparach. Yeah, you see one of the most beautiful ideas in Yiddishkeit, in reality, is that it's dafka the needs we have. It's dafka the needs we have that gives rise to this unbelievable relationship that we have with Hashem. If a person didn't have needs, if everything a person needed he had already, yeah, there's no intimacy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If I need a favor from you, I need something and I don't know how to get it, and I come and request from you, I would really appreciate if you could just help me out with this particular problem I have. That's the beginning of an intimate relationship. I request it, you give it to me, I have a chorus atoiv, the giving breeds love. That's the yesod of the whole Bria. Is my needs are the beginning of an intimate relationship with the Boi Roilo. If I had no needs, if I don't have any needs, what I need the Boi Roilo for? When am I going to ask the Boi Roilo for anything? Just kind of hang out with him? No, the relationship starts with my needs. And that's why the antithesis of Yiddishkeit is Koichavirikim Yodi. Because the minute I could do everything myself, then I don't need you, the Boi Roilo. I'll just do everything myself. I might get into some kind of shittuf with the Kodesh Baruch Hu because I understand there are things that are always bigger than me and I need Hashem just to stay out of the way. You know, just make sure there's no natural causes. You know, there's no avalanches and earthquakes. Hashem, just take care of that because I can't do that. You know, there's natural disasters which I can't prevent. So I sort of hire Hashem to take care of those problems. But everything else, I take care of myself. So it can never be a relationship. There can never be an intimacy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in the real world, without Hashem, between Ben Adam and Chaveiro, people avoid this because they don't want to have the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They don't want to feel indebted. They don't want to have to come and say, please, can you help me out? I'd really appreciate if you could help me out because then afterwards I'm indebted to you. I think Rav Yisrael Salanter once said, nobody ever died from hunger. They die from shame. They're just too embarrassed to ask for help. But the Bria, this is the sort of the whole Bria. The Amita is to come and recognize two realities, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and accept it in truth, and then accept my reality for what it is. My reality is I'm chos everything. I don't even know how to lift up my hand. I don't even know how to breathe. You know how to blink? Not a clue. Among us, you start recognizing again, not in a shifla where I start realizing, well, I'm nothing and I'm garnished and who needs me, and then I just go back to being miserable. No, chas v'chalila. Genuinely embracing and understanding how needy we are and knowing there's an address. And that leads to the intimacy, that leads to the relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That leads to the shevach, the hoidah, the whole relationship. If you're not going to recognize the reality of our neediness, then the relationship doesn't start. You can recognize Hashem as much as you want. You don't recognize who you are in the picture. That's what I think he's saying here. Because Yamshich Oid Babakosh Hashem is when an Oid be in Yanatsmoi, Tala Lafona Emes, Al Hatoibes Hani Fleche, Osiba Korosh Bochum, Yoma Lodoi, Adas Manche Oimedbo. When you continue to investigate and think about this Inyan, about yourself, you'll come to recognize just how much chesed and good, unbelievable, untold, awesome chesed Hashem is doing from the minute you were conceived, even before you were conceived, from the time your neshama was created. But certainly from the time you were born, even in your mother's womb, look at the chesed Hashem was doing for you. Taking care of all your needs where nobody could get to you. You know, like the little chicken in the egg. Who feeds the chicken in the egg? There's nowhere to get to the chicken in the egg. The Borei Olam takes care of it. The baby also. There's no one to get to that baby. Hashem's taken care of. Unbelievable how the baby survives in there. But it survives. Yosef Akim Chiyosa B'panosa B'kola Nois V'dikinyono We've spoken about this many times. You want to have a Koros HaToiv. You're a person who wants to feel a Koros HaToiv. You just stop and look. Everywhere you go, you'll find opportunities. All of these things that Hashem is doing for us all the time. Listen, has to organize and find a way of how to say the words thank you, don't do it. At least three times a day. When we say moedim, at least you think about it. The only place sechav, all sechav. The whole, just to stop, at least in moedim three times a day, at least to just stop and think about how much are we indebted to Hashem? But then the natural feeling when you're in debt is to try and create a pirut. Because you're just overwhelmed. And it's a good thing, you see, because we created B'Tzelem Elokim. And the nature of B'Tzelem Elokim is not to take anything, it's only to give, because Hashem can only give, he can't take. But we have to take. We were created the most needy creatures in the world. So we have this unbelievable tension between the B'Tzelem Elokim, which is what we are giving, and at the same time needing to take. Rav Dessler says the cure for that is a Koros HaToiv. That's where a Koros HaToiv fits in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you out of being this totally immobilized, out of debt creature into the intimacy of the relationship via the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That theory between I'm created with Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim is a board. He finds it abhorrent to take. Creates a debt, that debt of shame of taking. But we have to take, because without taking, you can't survive. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what undoes that knot, kaviyochol. And that's the Aroich Toiv. The Aroich Toiv that we speak about, the Gemara in Brochas, we've spoken about it often. He's looking for ways to be Maked Toiv, because he recognizes that's the only hope he's got. That value of wanting to be a giver, but recognizing that I'm a taker, that's the Koros HaToiv. That's so critical. And now you can ask for requests. Now you can go ask somebody to make you a cup of coffee. Because you know how much appreciation you'll have and how much the person who's making the coffee will benefit from giving you the coffee. The coffee's not an act of taking anymore. The coffee's an act of giving, because I'm going to fill that coffee with all that Koros HaToiv and all the appreciation that I have is going to be filled up in that coffee and given back to the person who made it. And that's with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. I could ask Hashem for all my needs, because what I'm going to do, lie down and die. Yeah, so when I come to my dim, I can and now I have what to give back. Kaviyochol. V'timtza shezachon ukan shleishes chelke atfila haikrim. We mentioned, yeah, he says three parts, three marochos, three systems of tefillah, main principles. The first is sidu shvachoy shel mokum, the praises we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's bakashas rachamim al tzorchov. Then there's asking for what we need. And then there's v'hoido al chelkoy. And then there's v'hoido. Like we said, there's the need. We praise Hashem for who He is, how great He is, recognizing His amitos. Then I recognize my needs and I have the request for rachamim. And then I have the hoito, the thank you, the chorus of toiv afterwards, and what I got and what He gave me, what He apportioned me. All these three things are activated automatically, mameila. If I'll just live and feel for one moment this emes lamitoi. That's the essence of what tefillah is in its purest form. Lishpoit mishpat emes. To get the truth, to know maze reality the way reality is. Lishoiru lahagish is baraka emes, to get a flash of lightning of emes. Umash of pirates mitoich liboy behechrach ale dea chorus hamitois sheloi. Eilu, sorry, hamitois eilu. And that's what bursts out of one's heart when it's going to happen for sure out of this recognition of what the truth really is. The person has to spend time thinking a little bit about reality the way it is. Reality, the way reality is. Reality, there's a Boira Olam. That's number one, with everything that entails. And then there's a me, with everything that entails. And then those two amitos, those two realities meet at a certain point. That's the sort of tefillah. That's called pilov. V'yamot pintas v'yipalel v'yipalel el Hashem. That's the word. Okay, Reb Shmuel. Now we can start gimel. 20 minutes later, we can now. I don't remember doing this before. What we just did now. Lord, lo zocher that we did this before. Anybody who's still got a seichel left, you can find that anywhere. Shagdora miti shall call dova hutsurosoi, velochum rosoi. The real essence of something is its tzura and not its chumra, not its chumrios, not its matter. There's form and matter. Don't want to sound too technical here about in the Derech Hashem, you start with this. You can't start learning anything about anything without first having this Hagdara. The Leshem speaks about it. All the Mukubalim, they'll talk about this concept that everything in the world has a tzura and a chumra. You can't have something with a tzura if it doesn't have a chomer. You can't have something that exists in this world without a tzura. The most non-tzuradika thing we have in this world that we grasp is water. That's why we say water is, what is it? Because it's a chomer without an etzem tzura. It has a tzura. It has a molecular structure. In a chinami, wind, these kind of things, they don't have a tzura, but the wind doesn't even really have a chomeris, but it does ultimately because it also is made up of atoms. Well, for the purpose of this discussion, you understand that the ikka essence of what something is its tzura, not its chomrius. Yeah, a stone is just a blob of matter. What gives it its essence is its tzura, is its form. It doesn't mean really the shape of it, it means its form. Okay, it's like such abstract, but if you can hold those two ideas, you understand that the shender that I have here is made up of chomer, it's made up of material, and it has its tzura. It's only so big. It's this shape. It's the, okay? It's the most fundamental understanding of Choma and Tzura, yeah? Okay. So it's pashut, anybody who still has seichel left, that the ikar definition of something is its tzura, not its choymres. If you have a shulchan, you point to the shulchan, to the table, and you ask your friend, what is that? He's not going to tell you, what do you mean? It's a piece of wood. It used to be a tree, and now it's a piece of wood. What do you mean? What is it? That's not what you would say. The truth is, but there's a piece of wood here. What's wrong with telling this person that that's a piece of wood? It is a piece of wood. You know, I mean. What he's really asking you is, what is this thing? So what would you tell him? Tell him it's a table. It's a piece of wood, but that doesn't tell me what it is, because it could be a piece of wood that's not a table. It could be a chair. It could be many things. You can make a lot of things out of the same piece of wood. So the way I know what the thing is because of its tzura, because of its form, its name. And so to a person, in his nature, and automatically, he is his form, is who he is, not a piece of steak. You point to a person, you say, who's that? You say, oh, that's a piece of bones and blood and flesh, sinews and nerve endings and veins. That's what I'm asking. I want to know who that is. Ah, they're Eli, they're Shmuel, they're Mordechai. You understand? So that you're not interested in the chimerius of the thing. An animal looks at a table, you understand a table. He sees a pile of wood on top of a pile of wood. He can't see the tzura of the thing. In the cycle of the thing, automatically, you grasp the form of the thing and not the chaymrius of it. Automatically, without even trying, you grasp the inner thing of the subject. And I'll show you now that there's a lot of areas where it doesn't happen automatically and the areas where it does happen automatically. But that's taught me that you have to use the koichus you have automatically to then extend it and extrapolate it to the areas where it doesn't happen automatically. When we look at a tree, we don't see the inner tchuna of the tree. You have to work at that. You have to use your seichel to understand there's a boir olam yah. That's Shara Bechino. But when you're walking down the street and some blonde thing smiles at you and you get all warm and cuddly, or your grandchild smiles at you and you get all warm and cuddly, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to go, well, 1 second, what's happening here? A piece of steak just twitched its lips at me. So why am I feeling all warm? No, you're just automatically relating to the person inside, to the relationship that exists between you and your wife or your grandchild, whoever it is that's making you feel warm and cuddly. You don't have to think about it. When you look at a tree, you don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu straight away. You have to activate the seichel to know how to look at something in the Bria properly, to see the tzura, not the form. When you look at a tree, you see a piece of wood. It's a tree, but really when you don't think about it, what you see is a shtickel wood. You activate the seichel starts thinking, well, how does this live there? There's roots, and it's going to live, and it's alive, and it produces fruit. And with the seichel, you start seeing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't happen automatically. But we have inbuilt in us this ability to look at things and see the MS of what the thing really is in the tzura without having to activate it. When someone you love smiles at you, don't go, now, one second. There's a piece of steak there that just twitched at me. No, but that really means they're happy to see me, and that's why they twitch their lips at me. You don't have to do that. It works automatically, and that's what he's saying here. Automatically, you see the thing and you relate to it. Odd marshal, you see a car, right? What is that? You tell me, yeah, it's paint. It's the color, it's paint, it's white paint. The truth is, when you look at a car, what is all you see? You see paint. That's all. When you look at a car, that's all you see is the paint. האם אני אכנס קצת יויסה לפנים שרו הדויפן של באזל, אף הפרישה באזל ניסטה תחס שכבס הצבע. Even an animal doesn't walk into the car because he somehow senses that behind that piece of paint there's something metal there that's hard. אבל האדם, כיוון שידי שיש בו מנוע ובכוח לנוע לנוסע, איני מתייחס כלל לגוף חיים לרס החופץ. The person knows that that thing has a motor and it can fly and it can go and it can move. It doesn't relate to the paint. He's not relating to the shtickle metal and the shtickle paint that he sees, or the rubber on the tires. That's not what he's relating to. Ela lahavose hapnimis kachis of shizu tulis adova. He's seeing the inner aspect, the inner reality, the emes of what this thing is. That's called tzura. V'rois tachlisoi shel adova. The purpose of the thing, that's the definition of what it is. What's the definition of a pencil? Yeah, it's some lead with some wood. That's not the definition of a pencil. That's just the chomer that it's made out of. The definition of a pencil is the pinus of the pencil. What does this thing do? What's its properties? What's its qualities? What's its characteristics? That's a tzura of the thing. Of the thing is it's a piece of wood with some lead inside. That doesn't tell me what it is. Doesn't tell me what it does. It just tells me what the chomrius is. We relate automatically to the pnim of the dover, to the properties and the characteristics and the purpose of the dover. So with that in mind, we'll start next week looking at things. You'll see it's a whole different perspective on reality once you have this. This sort that he gave us today is a yusod. You'll see it applies in many, many areas. It's a sort of many, many sugyos that we'll be learning. As you go through life, you'll see this sugya. The Derech Hashem starts off with it. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaVashkof almost. He starts off also discussing these aspects. There's klal and prat, there's tzura v'chomer. Very important distinctions. But the thing to keep remembering is you have this ability automatically to penetrate to the pnim of a thing without even actualizing your seichel. The seichel kicks in automatically. In the areas where it doesn't kick in automatically, then you have to activate the seichel. But once you've done it and you see the MS of the Dover, then you've got it. Then you're face to face with the boy Roydom. A good night of Shabbos, Roboisa. Take good care.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Shalom, shalom. Take good care. All the best.